Okay, before we start, I just wanted to give the guys a little, yeshikayach. The mice, it is an amazing thing that we're having yeshiva. It's amazing we have light, but it's an amazing thing we're learning. I have to admit, I was a little disappointed with our high school. On Wednesday, we made such a big tumult. Should we have high school? Shouldn't we have high school? We're going to have high school. And then, almost no one showed up. But at least the base manage, if I cared, they now even through the whole, they're basically through the hurricane. And it's besides what I said, Shabbos, that there's a mystical thing, which I think is true, but there's a practical thing. I think it's a gewaltige thing. It's what you call, we're very big, what's called chinuch hamusar. The basic, biggest problem in life is that as you get more older, not that you're not old, you get older and you get more tiered, you get married, you have kids, you have a job. There's just, life is so full of tiered. It is non-stopping. This kid you have to take to the doctor, and you have to stop off and take care of, you have a leaky roof, and the washing machine is not working, and the car broke down, and if you're in yeshiva, the yeshiva's finances is no good. They're just non-stop tirdas. Life is full of tirdas. And the gedolim are the people who somehow, it's almost amazing how they do it. With all their tirdas, they're able to sit and focus and learn. Most people can't do that. Most people really cannot do that. They get distracted. They can't function. Obviously, the tirdas you have to do, you have to do. I'm not saying you don't do the tirdas. You have to do them. You have to take your kid to the doctor. But the question is, what happens? When people have tirdas, even when they're not doing the tirdas, they can't focus. That's most people, because it's on your mind. You're worrying. You're thinking. I had a friend. I don't want to mention his name, but it's a true story. In my chevra, a lot of my friends got married very late. It was like the very big Ben Aze club in my years in yeshiva. So there was a friend of mine who got married, I think he even got later than me, probably close to 30. So he told me, he asked for shiva, he's one of the best guys in yeshiva. He's a Rebbe somewhere. So he told me, he asked for shiva. Yeshiva always says he spent, 14 years in yeshiva, but, whatever years, and 6 years kodal, but he spent 6 years kodal single. So why does he have to, maybe he doesn't have to stay after he gets married, he should leave yeshiva right away, because he already did his 14 years. So yeshiva said, the years that you were going out didn't count for anything. Right? It means that you were tumult with dating, you couldn't learn, you weren't learning really. It's not so posh. People are tiredness, She was said as a half joke, but I think he was half serious. You were learning for 6 years when you were dating, but you weren't really into it because you had tirdas. That means he was going out and dating all day. Wasn't there? But it was on his mind all day. He was, he was a tirda.
More tirdas while dating than being married and having kids?
Yeah, there is a certain nervousness. Who am I going to go? It's a certain unknown, so tirdas is the unknown, makes it very big. Should I? Shouldn't I? The debate. It's certain tirdas. Anyway, so the ma'isa, it's a gewaltige thing. Al chinuch hamusar and everything else. There's a tirda, there's a hurricane, there's a this, there's a news, there's that. And we're learning. I really think it's gewaltig. And it's a chizik for the rest of your lives. I think so. Obviously, you have things you have to take care of, you take care of. We're not saying chas v'sham not to take care of it. But when you don't have to take care of it, you sit down and learn. Right? So what if the world's, there's tumults outside? He told us, Rav Dov Katz, that in Kelm, there was once a riot right in front of the window of the yeshiva, right in front of the yeshiva. What was going on? Europe was an interesting place. It was a riot going on. So one guy picked up the curtain to look outside what was happening. So they told him, you don't belong in Kelm. If you can't focus, you get distracted. You want to curiosity, see what's going on. What's the riot? What's all that noise outside? You don't belong here. Okay. Anyway, let's read this Gemara. Okay. Haschus yeshua karev yeshua peres. Shenemar amrut tzadik ki toif. Vaveira yeshua karev eino peres shemba oda rasha ra. Okay. Edamani mekai v'yokom pri darkam mimosim yisbu aver shos aperes yisha peres shel peres eino peres. Okay. Now, this is not really the Gemara I wanted, but it's an interesting Gemara. There's a lot of Torah on this too. It says that Haschus has Karen and Paris. Karen means the Ikra Mitzvah itself, and Paris means some kind of additional benefits. Now, the problem with this Gemara is that this Gemara seems to say that every Schus has Paris. Pashas, it's against what?
Eldvarim.
Right, there's a Mishnah, right? Eldvarim Shesh Adam Okop Kereser Bemazah, by Karen Kamas Yonam Haba. And it basically mentions what? Right, all the things that are all basically Bein Adam Lechaveros. They discuss why Talmud Torah is Bein Adam Lechavero. Because it seems that Bein Adam Lechaveros have a special thing of have Paris. But this mashma from that Mishnah, that mitzvahs Shein Bein Adam Lamakom, which are not mentioned in that list, are not of Paris. And here it says, Chus Yeshua, Kerem Yeshua, Paris. Okay, but that's not our topic. The usual answer is that there are two different types of peiros. Okay. There's peiros that come, in other words, there's peiros that are like immediate. That's what that mission is talking about. And this peiros is like more indirect. It's like okay. Anyway, the ma'aser, I'm not going to do into this. Let's skip this Gemara. Okay. Okay. We get Machshava Toiva Mitzar for the Maisa. This is where it starts getting hard, or what a point I want to do. There's a line, Machshava Toiva Mitzar for Maisa. I don't even know what that line means. Someone tell me what that line means. What does Mitzar for the Maisa mean? What does that mean? I'm helping the floor. What does it mean?
Change to a Maisa.
It's changed to a Maisa. Mitzar for means it's changed.
It could also mean that we looked it up.
Okay, he looked it up. Preferish a Jasro? Okay. So Mishava Toiva Mitzarfa the Maisa means Mishava Toiva becomes a Maisa. Okay. That sounds happens to be definitely Pashib Shah. But why were there not so Pashit?
It's not actually.
Because there's a Rashi here. And the question is, what does Rashi mean? Now the Gemara goes ahead. Let's go through the look of the Gemara. Gemara says, "Makshav Tzar Mitzar for the Ma'isa," and it brings a raya to Pasuk. And the Gemara says, "Amar Avasi." I skipped the part. "Afilu Chosh Adam Nasos Mitzvah V'Nenes Lo'asa Ma'ida Sava Kosev Kidoasa." So Pashup Shat, the case of Makshava Toiva Mitzar for the Ma'isa means a person had a Makshava Toiva, he did not have a Ma'isa. Like that's the end. It's nenas v'lo'asa. The Torah, the Makshava Toiva Mitzar for the Maisa means that Hashem views the Makshava Toiva as a Maisa. Right? Comes Rashi, right away makes trouble for us. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Makshava Mitzar for the Maisa. V'nifroi mimenu af al Makshava. So what does Rashi seem to say?
Isn't that different
from Dibur Matzah? Sarfa and Maisa. Why is it different?
That's from the Vera.
Is there on the Makshava Shelsa Peros? Which one is there?
Sarfa and Maisa. Makshava Saperos, Shakia Makshava Vaiso. Sarfa and Maisa, that's what's going on before. Sarfa and Maisa.
Avera.
What?
It says Avera.
Avera shows the parents, right? That's before. Kelchido Hashem. Shava shows the parents. Shekiem. Right. Mistar for the Maisa. Right. Okay. So over there it says, right. Mistar, you are right. But I'm just still showing. So there it says, Nifromeno Afa Maisa. Right. So that's by the Avera. But over there it means, what does it mean over there?
Means where you actually
one second. Where are you saying? Where is it, Samari? What Gemara are you saying is going on?
When you didn't have it,
you
actually end up doing
that. Shemar Omrut Sadik Itov, Ver Yeshua Caravan of Paris, Shemar Oda Rosh of Elamai Vosa Prima, the other name, Osa Versha of the Ver Yeshua Paris, Shemar Fain of Paris. So Barashi's Divi Mouth of Mitzarfa.
It's towards the bottom by the Bach Aleph. There's a Bach Aleph.
Bach Aleph? I don't have. What?
There's like an Aleph in
Machshava Toiva. Where are you?
Five lines up.
In the Gemara?
Yeah.
Makshava also Peri, Akash Baruch Mitzar from the Maisa.
Yeah.
So that's, you mean you're saying Rashi's going on down there?
Yeah.
Makshava also Peri, Akash Baruch Mitzar from the Maisa. Okay, I didn't think that way. So let me see if that changes things for me. Okay, I'm Rabbi Afi, Hashem Natsa Mizan Ana Fila Wasa, Ma Kosa Gidu Wasa. Makshav, Roy, and Kashbar Khazar from the Maitha, Shemar, Oi, Mursa, Rita, Rocha, and Amani, became Mila Lama, that Roy, Prima, Leah, Makshav, Sir Perry, Kashbar, Mizar from the Maitha. So then Rashi, Mena, Afa, Makshav. Okay, so then you're right, then Rashi would read easier. Shava, Shaosa, Paris, Shakiyam, Makshav, so Vasa, that's going on before. So he's saying Rashi just skips our whole Gemara. Makshava Shaosa Peri Afa Makshava. Okay. So Rashi's saying, but even so, and there's, what is Rashi saying over there? But if you're right, you're right. That what does that mean? That Rashi's saying that it comes out an amazing thing. That what does this mean if from Imenu Afa Maisa Makshava? What does that Rashi mean?
Twice,
which means that it comes out. So if we read the Gemara like you people, which might be right, is that if you have Makshava alone and you're Nenas and you don't do the Maisa, so then what happens?
Nothing.
No, I'm thinking by Mitzvahs.
So you get some.
So you get Schar Mala Vakasa of Kiduasa. And if what happens if you actually do it,
then it seems like you get double.
Then it sounds like you get double, right? Because that's what happens by averis, right? No reason mitzvah should be worse than averis, right? By averis, Rashi says, even if you're reading the Rashi by averis, but it's, obviously it's a kavachomer by mitzvah. So,
is it two separate things, or could it just be
what?
Is it two separate things, or could it just be the same thing?
I don't follow what you're saying. In other words, if the Gemara is saying by averis, I mean I know why Rashi, according to your reading, which was much nicer, I agree. That's what Rashi had to say. You know, the guy did avera. The Gemara says the avera had. When do we say makshava toive makshava rom is tarfem aisa? When makshava shalsa pri. Makshava Shaosa Pri. Akash Baruch Hu Mitzarfa Lemaisa. Makshava Shaosa Peris Mitzarfa Lemaisa. So there, he's anyway doing already the Avera. So what's the diff? What is it? What's the value of Mistarfa and Amaisa? So Rashi has to say that he gets punished twice, right? So Rashi says. In other words, it comes out that if a person does an avera, he's punished twice: once for the Makshava, and once for the Maisa. So then the same thing is obviously true by mitzvahs, because the whole thing is that mitzvahs is better than averas. So by a mitzvah, it comes out, at least according to this daya, that if a person has a makshava taiva, so it's considered twice. It's makshava is a you get scar for your makshava, and you get scar for your maisa, right? Now, what is the reason? Maybe I'm out of order now, but it's because what is the reason why Makshava Tova Mistar Femaisa? Or the Gemara at the end says, right, Pashup Shat, it's one piece of Gemara, right? Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat is one Gemara here. Again, let me go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Makshava Tova Mistar Femaisa, Shenemar, Oz Nidro Yirish Amishrae, Vakshay Mishrae, Kandilah Shemo, Maida Choshre Shemo, Fidokoshav Adam Lasos, Mitzvah Venanus Oasa, Madavasov Kidoasa, right? That's Lachaira, the drasha of how we know Makshava Tayyim is Tarfim Aisa, right? That's how you people learned? In other words, I'm asking you, is this two Chidushim or one Chidush?
Sounds like these are Chidushim.
You learned really? The two Chidushim?
One Chidush.
We can't make up our minds. Right, here's the question. The question is like this. Is it, how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says like this. Makshava toiva mistarif lemaisa. Shene emar. So, do you read it like this? Shene emar, oz nidbro yirei Hashem isha reyu vayak shev Hashem vayishma vaykosei sevi tzirna fal yirei Hashem ilchosh v'shmo. Period. That's shene emar. Now starts a new Gemara. Another Chiddush. That's how you learn, Jacob?
No, I thought we were saying something else.
Oh, okay.
But I have to
the other pshat is, the normal pshat, the way I think most people read it, which is very likely correct, I'm not, you know, is that it's all one drush. It's Makshava Toiva Mistarfa Lamaisa. Period. Shenemar. What's the name? One drasha. This is part of the shenemar. So the chosh of adam lasos mitzvah in enes lawasa is another way of saying makshava tova mitzvah for the ma'isa. So Gemara says makshava tova ma'isa in two different shinas. You know what?
But it's not.
Why not?
Because that would only be if you didn't end up doing it. It wouldn't work. That wouldn't explain why you get rewarded twice.
Okay, so it depends, right? In other words, so let's jump to the end. We're a little bit jumping here. The Gemara at the end, right? You hear the question on the floor? Is it two din or one din? So let's jump to the second din. The second din, which is maybe only the only one din, says afilo chosh on the nasos mitzvah v'nenes oasa ma'ala because of kido asa. Why is that true? Why is it ma'ala because of kido asa?
Yeah, the drasha.
The drasha, but what's the hezber of the drasha?
So
the Sam Sefer says why? Chas de Hashem that what?
Ernest command David.
Kassam Seifer says, Oines Commander Ovid. Right. In other words, Kassam Seifer says, if you read this Kassam Seifer, this is a Ksuvah Sugya, that if a person has an Oines, so we have a din of Oines Rachmana Patrik. Shem doesn't punish you for an Oines. So the question is Oines Commander Ovid? Meaning, I was planning on doing something, right? I went ahead, I'm registered for a college course. And now, there's an assignment. And I was in Ines, and I didn't do my assignment. So the teacher wants to punish me. I said, no, I shouldn't get punished. I've been Ines. There was a hurricane. I couldn't do the assignment. But the shot is, but the teacher can say, okay, I'm not penalizing you for not doing the assignment, but you can't pass the course. You didn't learn the course. Because the course, you had to take, this was part of the course, you didn't do the course. Right? Or is that not, or can you do that or not? Right? My sister was in college during the Vietnam time, and she told me it was gewaldic. Every time we got to finals, the kids went on, they protested. They only protested in the Vietnam War at final times or midterm times. It was an amazing coincidence. For years this went on. And the finals and midterms were always canceled. and you basically graduated 4 years. You didn't have to take any tests, and you graduated. You're apartheid. They can't penalize you. No finals. They closed the schools whenever there were finals because that's when there were protests, which ran this campus protest during the Vietnam era. But only on finals times. Very interesting. So the Maisa, so what's the story? A guy went ahead and had a job. He's an Ines. He didn't do the job because of an Ines. So he can't get penalized, but does he get paid? I hire a worker to do a job. And I put in the contract, if he doesn't do the job by a certain time, there is a penalty. Now he's an Ines. So he doesn't get penalized. But does he get paid for the job? So it seems to be a machlokes who? Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish in the Yerushalmi. And we say, we paskin how? Rav Yochanan Ines lav kemanda ovid. That's what the Psalm Sefer says. That Avada Ines, you're not going to get punished, but you can't say you did it. It makes a lot of sense, right? The guy who I hire for a worker, so I'm not going to penalize. I can't make him pay a fine for being late, but he can't charge me for his work. I only hired him. You're only getting paid for your work. And in the college, not like my sister, Pasha, she shouldn't have her degree. She should get back her because she didn't learn anything. You only get your degree if you learn something. You didn't learn anything. You didn't go to courses. Right? They're maybe a little different because they only didn't have the test, so she can claim they really did learn. They just can't prove it. Okay, but if let's say the Iker learning was the assignment, you didn't do the assignment. You didn't learn. You didn't do the assignment. I have a very great excuse. But, you know, Rabbi Hochberg, and I know Rabbi Hochberg used to always quote a story that there was a guy who used to go over to his Rosh Hashiva and say, I have a wedding today, am I putter from learning? And the Rebbe would say, yes. He said, I have a halavaya, yes. And one fire that came out to the Rebbe, and he says, am I putter from learning? The Rebbe says, yes, but in Amma Aretz you'll always be. Right? In other words, the fact that you're putter doesn't mean you're learning. You're putter. Okay, you figured out a heter, why Hashem's not going to punish you. Ines is achlana patre, but it's not commanda of it. You didn't learn. So here, the Gemara says that nenas v'lo asa ma'ira v'akodav kido asa. So it's a tremendous chiddush. So the Chassam Sofer says pshat, that the pshat is that over here, the pasuk is teaching you that Ines commanda of it. If you wanted to do a mitzvah and you didn't do it, the Ines didn't let you do it, we give you credit as if you did it. Right? By everywhere else, if you're Mekadosh and Isha, Menas, that's the Chassam Sofer. I should have read it inside, but I didn't. If you're Mekadosh and Isha, Menas, and I do something and an Ines happens, you're not married. It's fortunate you didn't do it. You know, marry on the condition I give you $500. You didn't give me $500. I'm not married. But in fact, you have a good excuse, but so what? You didn't do it. But here, by a mitzvah, it's mamish as if you did it. So what's the problem? What? No, so that's what the Chassam Sofer says. This pasuk is teaching you this, but really, if I care, the two go together. We pass in like Rav Yochanan. In Koah Torah Kula, Oines, Lav command of it. But the Pasuk of Oz Nidru is teaching, of Choshre Shemo, is teaching you, what did he say? Zizeo Mechaz de Aboire Yisbarach Aloise Ritzaino. That Hashem has a special het lamdis. In other words, there is apparently a Yashris of Oines command of it. There is such a Svara. It's not a crazy Svara. We don't paskin like it. So the pasuk of over here in Kedushin, it says that svara that Reish Lakish holds that we don't paskin like him, but the gabi, right? That's our favorite word, the gabi, right? That's what he's saying. The gabi mitzvahs we hold like Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish shows that it's illogical. So it's not crazy. It's not a crazy krum svara to say Einus command of it. There is a logic. Reish Lakish holds of it even kolatarakula. So we really don't paskin like Reish Lakish. We paskin like Rav Yochanan, that Ines lav commander of it. Right? Pashtus without the Bavli does not even bring Reish Lakish, because the way they learn Pshat in these Ksuvas is it's based on this Yisoid of Oynes Lav Geman Da'avid. It's in the Yishalmi. It's not quoted in the Bavli. So they learned the Suga in Ksuvas, at least Rav Chanan learns, of Yesh Oynes Begitin is all based on the Svara of Oynes Lav Geman Da'avid. That's how he learns. So we hold Oynes Lav Geman Da'avid. But comes along the pasuk of Oz Nidbaru and tells us that Ligabi Mitzvahs, Hashem makes a special heter and makes Einus commander of it.
Okay. Why do you need a pasuk for the Ra? I tell you that it's not true by the Ra.
Okay, because once the Torah said a pasuk by the Taif, then you might think it applies by the Ra too. And as you would learn from the pasuk that's a din in Mitzvah in Scharva Einus. When it comes to Scharva Einus, you know, it could be. Maybe. I hear it's a good question, but I assume that will be the answer. That once we have a pasuk by mitzvahs, maybe I would think that the pasuk is megad and kol tarakula, or maybe just by mitzvahs and averis. I don't know. So then we need a pasuk by ra.
According to Reish Lakish, why do you need a pasuk?
Okay, enochinami. You would have to say, according to Sam Sefer, that this Gemara is pashas, not like Reish Lakish. Unless you say Reish Lakish Gufa learns his din from here, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Just two choices. Either you can say Reish Lakish got his din from here with a Mamatzinu, Binyanav. Not a Mamatzinu, Binyanav, because he assumed mitzvahs, that makes no difference. But more probable is this Gemara doesn't hold like Reish Lakish. Yes. But what's the problem? Mendy with this guy, what?
Then if you end up doing the mitzvah, you shouldn't get twice.
Right. In other words, the problem is Rashi, or the Gemara later, especially you guys are right, that's based in Rashi. The whole din of Rachayna, of Makshava, Toiva, Mistarif, Lemaisa, according to the Chassam Sefer, is one din, that Ayna is commander of it. Okay? So what if you were of it? There was no Ayna. Okay? So there was no Ayna, there was no Ayna. So then you were for sure of it. Especially Oynes Kemanda, there's a big tumult here, don't have on the sheet. The pasuk says Mala Vakosav Ki'ilu Asa. What's the tumult?
Ki'ilu.
What's Ki'ilu? We know it says Koakoes Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. So there's a giant machlokes. Does Ki'ilu mean that it's that, or it's Ki'ilu? It's not really that. It's like that. It's as if, but it's not really. Come on. You know, if you're Koakoi, you're not really Oved Avodah Zarah if you get angry. It's Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Come on. You know, I didn't really do Avodah Zarah. Or no, it's Ki'ilu Avodah Zarah, you did Avodah Zarah. So that's a giant machlokes in many places. In many places, they say Ki'ilu does not mean real. But so that's also a shayla. Ma'ala because of Ki'ilu Asa, does that mean Ki'ilu Asa, and it's mamish Asa, or it just, and to a certain degree, it's Asa. Okay.
So if I want to command of it, it should be actually.
So, okay, well, I don't know, I'm not sure. But now we go ahead, but the question we have is, so here, let's say Ki'ilu Asa doesn't mean 100%, just means 90%. So then, that's if you have Makshava Toiva, and then you're in Aynes. So it's Maida because of Ki'ilu Asa. What if there's no Aynes? So then you were Mamish Asa. But what's Rashi saying, or the Gemara later? The Gemara seems to say later that you end up getting twice. Why should you get twice? Right? What? Ches Hashem. What's a Ches Hashem? What's a Hesber? Why are you getting twice? What are you getting twice for?
Meaning, really, you shouldn't get twice.
You shouldn't.
But Hashem doing you a Hesber.
What's a Hesber? How did he give you twice? What did he give me twice for? What are the two things?
The Thon Asher.
So what comes out that we have another pshat in Makshava Taiva at the end of the day. That Makshava Taiva, so it comes out that there seems to be two There's a pshat and machshava tova at the end of the day means not because of the chsam sefer. If you read Rashi, which even if you're right, there's going to be more later, which I think you are right. If you read that machshava is in itself intrinsically not because of einus kamanda ovid. In the case where the guy actually did it, you can't say einus kamanda ovid. So why are you getting schar or punishment for the machshava? Because machshava in its own right has valid. Right? So now I have a kasha. So where does the chsam sefer? I don't understand the chsam sefer. How does the chsam sefer know that the Havana in the Gemara? The Gemara says, machshava toiva mistar for the ma'isa. Fido. Of choshev adam lasos mitzvah v'nenes v'lo'asa ma'ana v'akos of kidu'asa. Says the Chsam Sefer the Ed Berid because Aines commander of it. I see from the next line in the Gemara there's nothing to do with Aines commander of it because the next line in the Gemara says that you get scarred twice. Over there you can't get scarred twice because Aines commander of it. The reason why you get scarred twice is because Makshava Taiva or Ra is char in its own right. It's a the Torah treats it. Right? And then the nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? In other words, if not for the Chsam Sefer, I would have said, simple pshat, that when the Torah says, when the Gemara says that Ma'adav Akosav Kidawasa, what would be a different pshat than the Chsam Sefer? Why is it Ma'adav Akosav Kidawasa?
Because you had Makshava.
Because Makshava is a Gevaldika Mitzvah. Not because Aines commander of it. Because Hashem rewards you on Makshava. Who says such a pshat? Who says such a pshat? No. Who says such a pshat? Not like Sam Sefer.
You're
muted?
No.
The Sam Sefer in the Gemara says, Ma'ada v'akosav kidu'asa. The Chsam Sefer says a Havana of reason why it's Ma'ala v'akosav kidu'asa because Aines commander of it. So I want to know which Achron argues with the Chsam Sefer. Marsha. How do you know that Marsha argues with the Chsam Sefer? You only had two people on the sheet, and you know, and I already said no to the Noam HaDimelech, so it had to be the Marsha. But how do you know that the Marsha argues with the Chsam Sefer? What? Let's read the Marsha inside. Afilu choshas minenas, kamar. Afilu legabi lo'asa. Okay, even if you didn't do it. Avol nenas dafka naka. Pick the case of Aines. Why? Dimlo asa below Aines. Why did Chazal have to pick a case of Aines? They should have picked a case of without Aines. Why are they picking a case of Aines? They should have just said, Choshev Lasos Mitzvah. That's the Marsha's Kasha. The Gemara should have said, why does the Gemara say, Choshev Lasos Mitzvah v'nenes lo asa, makin asa? It should have said, Choshev Lasos Mitzvah, ma'ad avakosav kido asa. Teretz is, below Aines, right, over Avera, over a mitzvah's essay. Right, so what's the Marsha saying? Why did it pick a case of Aines? What? No, he didn't say that. I don't agree with you. He didn't say that. He says half of what you said. He says you get an Avera. Right. He doesn't even say you don't get a mitzvah. I don't know if that's true. He's saying, in other words, you see from the Marsha's question that he clearly is arguing with the Chsam Sefer, no? The Marsha asked the Kasha, why did the Gemara have to say Machshava Toiva Mistar from Maisa in a case when he's an Aines? Talk about a case, not Mistar, Machshava, not Mistar Maisa, because the other phrase, Madava Kosa Kiduasa, in a case of Aines, leave out the fact that there was an Aines. Now, if the Marsha held like the Chsam Sefer, that the lumdis in this sugya is that Aynes commander of it. So he's asking a silly question. You need Aynes. The whole lumdis is mad of Aynes commander of it. If it's not an Aynes, we're not going to be mad at Aynes commander of it. Right? If a kid had a term paper due, and he didn't do it because of an Aynes. Okay, so not Aynes commander of it. But what if it wasn't an Aynes? He had a term paper due, and he was planning on doing it, and then he changed his mind, and he decided to go to the football game instead. So is anyone going to tell me that Aynes commander of it? Right? So the Mashal's question, according to Sam Sofer, is absurd. What?
He's saying, Kamar Afilu Gabilo Sa. Afilu was only going on the Loa Sa, right? He had this, kind of another way of reading it, that Afilu was going on the Menenas.
So are you bringing another riot?
No, so that's where the Mashal got his.
Okay. But the Maif, I'm saying, the Maif, you see, the Mashal clearly did not learn like the Sam Sofer. The Mashal clearly learned Shad in the Gemara. That the reason why Ma'alav Akosav Kido Asa is why, is because Machshava is such an amazing thing, right? Which is really fits in nicer in the Gemara later. But we'll see. In other words, the Marshal learned Pshat that Machshava Ma'alav Akosav Kido Asa because a Machshava is so gevaldic. So then the Marshal is a Gasha, so why do you need an Aynes? So what does the Marshal answer? Because they're not there. Now, it could be, this is where I'm not sure about. Maybe you're right, but I'm not sure. What would be if a guy had Machshava Taiva, and then later on he decided not to do it? Not Ba'inas. So Mashog says he didn't have there, but it, I don't know. Does the mitzvah go off, or he gets both? Because they didn't want to have him with an Avera. They wanted to say the guy's a tzaddik, maybe. The guy's a tzaddik. If he's getting an Aveira, so, you know, so then the Aveira, in other words, he gets a mitzvah and Aveira simultaneously, so they didn't want to say that, maybe. I don't know. No, because by Averas, you need both. Because that's a special din in Avera. Avera, Hashem, is not as generous as he is by mitzvahs. In other words, according to the margin, let's just say it over, so I'm trying to say it clear because we're running too fast. There seems to be a machlokes, Marsha and the Chasam Sofer, the Chayra, Imshad in this Gemara. Why is it that the end of the Gemara, Fionenas, what's the end of the Lashon exactly? Finuchoshev Azazos Mitzvah Venenas Roosa, Marav Akosav Kido Asa. According to Chasam Sofer, it's because there's an alumnus of Aynes Commander of it. Even though normally we don't say Aynes Commander of it, because we pass on Rav Yochanan. But by mitzvahs, Hashem's a Baal Chesed, he says, Aynes commander of it. According to Sam Sofer, if you're not an Aynes, if you were a Poshea, so of course you don't say Aynes, you don't say, then forget it. Because, you know, I had Machshava Taiva, yeah, but you're not getting reward. You can't say Aynes commander of it if at the end of the day you decided I was going to come to yeshiva because even though there were, and then I changed my mind. I decided I wanted to watch a football game instead. So, you know, there's not an Aynes. So you can't say Aynes commander of it. There's no Aynes. According to the Marsha who asked the Kasha, why do we need Aynes? So he obviously, from his Kasha, did not learn like the Sam Sofer. He learned Pshat that the reason why Madhava Kosakita was, is because a Machshava, Hashem rewards for a Machshava. A Machshava is also, you only get rewarded for a Maisa, Rachman Aliba boy, right? That's, you know, the expression. Hashem cares about the heart. So I wanted to do a mitzvah, so I get reward for my good heart. So there, a Machshava is a Kasha, so why do you need Aynes? So the Marsha answered, because if you weren't Aynes, it's an Avera. So now we have a question. So Yosef says, and he might be right, that when you have that Avera, Hashem no longer rewards you for the makshava. He might be right, but he might be wrong, and it might be that you get both. You get a reward for your makshava and punish for your aveira. One doesn't cancel. Makshava is a mitzvah, and that you were yaitzi already once you had the makshava taiva. The mitzvah is over. Now you are mevatel the mitzvah because you didn't do it. So that's a new aveira. One thing has nothing to do with the other. What?
It says kamara filu gabe lo asa. Doesn't that sound like not like Yosef? Just Stam didn't do it. No onis. Avonenes dafka.
No, kamara filu avonenes dafka. It has to be only nenas.
Naka, that's why I mentioned it. But I feel a little but it's talking about even where he just stammed it.
No. I don't think how you read that. I don't think that's how you read it. Naka, kama, afido, the gabi loasa. The afido is going on the loasa, but only if it's an inus. It has to be an inus. In other words, there's a afido. It's almost like a steer in the mashmos. Afido means you're saying many cases, and an oinus is a miyut. So he's saying they're both right. The afido is coming to marbe loasa. But then the oinus is qualifying the loasa to limit it only to a case of oinus. So, okay, anyway, so let's get back. So the problem we have in the Sam Sefer is fine. We get to the next Gemara. The Gemara says that
according to Masha, why do you
let me just say the right question. So the Gemara says that by Averis, that if a person went at that sometime Makshava Ra Hashem Mistar Flamaisa. So the Gemara asks, we know it's not true. So Gemara says the first answer is that what? Makshava Osepri. Mistarfinamaisim. Osa pri means you actually did the Aveira. Says the Marsha, it means you're punished twice. You're punished on the Makshava and you're punished on the Maisa. Why you punish on the Makshava? Because the Makshava in itself is in a separate Aveira. The whole sugya here is that mitzvah Hashem is more Makshava Taiva Mistarf, by mitzvahs and Aveiras. So obviously that's true. By a mitzvah. If you would do a mitzvah, and then you actually, if you have a makshava, and then you actually do it, you get schar twice. According to the Chassam Sofer, why should you get schar twice? The whole reason is makshava and mistarv the mitzvah. The reason is because onus command of it. So why should you get schar twice? Right? So what's the answer? Someone help out the poor Chassam Sofer. Not so poor. What?
It's
key to what?
It's not like the same mitzvah as the actual mitzvah.
So good, but that's key to it. So what is the makshava? So I didn't find out. That's a makshava is more than that.
You still say, right, according to Masha, you'd be over a mitzvah sesei.
No, you're doing, you actually did, look what happened. You had a makshava taiva, and then you were an inus, and you didn't do it. So we're saying that at the end of the day, you get schar twice, which in Masha, other people say this too. Rav, I said this in a vad once. Rav Simcha Zisel says a much bigger chiddush. And put on the Mar Mikaim is real hard. A Simcha Zisel says a wild, wild chiddush that if a person it says in this Gemara based on Rashi, based on the Gemara later, that if a person has a makshava taiva and then he has a maisa, so how many mitzvahs does he get? Two. So a Simcha Zisel says no, that's not what it says. He says how many mitzvahs you get? 100, 1,000, 10,000. How do you get 10,000? Right? No. It's another 10,000.
Because the Machshava was a mitzvah, and then you get the mitzvah of the Machshava, right?
Every second you're getting the mitzvah.
Everything is in your mitzvah. It takes 1 second to do.
If you give a simcha, yeah.
No.
Two, and it's bigger.
He said, when do you have the makshava taiva? When do you have makshava? I'm planning tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and go do a mitzvah, right? What mitzvah am I doing tomorrow? I'm going to travel to be makir chayde. It's a very, I decided it's a big mitzvah. Made up my mind, I'm going to go tomorrow. What?
So from now until then.
Right. So now how often am I thinking, Makshava Daiva, that I'm going to do it? He says, you think I think one time and then I don't think about it anymore. He says, all day I'm thinking, I'm planning tomorrow, I'm going to do the mitzvah. So Rav Simcha Zissel says, according to Rashi, that you get schar for your Makshava. So how many times do you have a Makshava? You have it probably hundreds of thousands of times a day till you got to do the mitzvah. If you planned on it a week in advance, so a whole week, you're thinking, I'm going to do the mitzvah. So Rav Simcha Zissel says, I could never say this on my own, but he says it, he's big enough, he has enough plates to say it. He says that you get schar for the whole week. Every time you think about, I'm going to do this mitzvah, and you get another schar, you get another makshava taiva. There's a makshava taiva, which is the Chazal say is a mitzvah. So you get makshava tova, makshava tova, makshava tova. That's what he says.
That's why they say, tell you 14 years when you come to Chavetz
Chaim. Oh, that's right. The ma'isa that's the famous Rabbeinu Yaina. Right? Rabbeinu Yaina says, what's Rabbeinu Yaina? Come on, you people have to know Rabbeinu Yaina. Rabbeinu Yaina on this topic. Rabbeinu Yaina, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. That says, Kol Sheh Maisav. What's the Mishnah? I forgot to read myself.
Meruvim
Mechachmasa. So Rabbeinu Yaina asked the Kasha, how can you have Maisav Meruvim Mechachmasa? It's not possible. You can't do what you don't know. So what does he say it means? If you make up your mind, you're going to do, like Klai Yisrael said, Nasa V'Nishma. So since Makshava Toiva Mitzaref LeMaisav, so Hashem gives you reward as if you did it already. So he says, and you make up, you're going to learn for 14 years. You already get reward for the 14 years. Rabbeinu Yaina says that. They do bring that. Anyway, and then even if for sure, if Yaina's happens, and you still got the 14 years, that's what the Gemara says here. But according to Rashi, it's even more than that. It's not just that even if Yaina's happens, you get the 14 years. But if Yaina's doesn't happen, you get double. I'm not sure if you get double, but you get 1.5. I don't know. You get schar for the maisa and schar for the makshava. So the guy makes up that. That's why they say it is kedai to make a decision that you're planning on doing a mitzvah in the future. Because at least according to the way that it seems to be, that if you act the way that, not like we didn't answer the Chassam Sofer, but the way it seems from the Gemara, if you go ahead, I decide I'm going to do 14 years. So if an oynes happens and you don't do it, so then you get mad of because of kiduasa. Now, again, we don't know what happens if it's not an oynes. But I'm assuming that if you don't say like the Sam Sofer, you don't even need a real oynes. You know, you don't need, you know, but all right, but let's say, you know, in other words, that would be also a difference. What would it be if it's like a quasi-Einus?
Probably be a problem if it's not so fair.
Yeah, I don't know if you could say Einus commander of it on a quasi-Einus. But okay, I don't know. Anyway, but assuming like the simple shot, if a person makes up he's going to stay 14 years, and then he's nanas and he doesn't do it, it's ma'alav ha'kosav kiduasa. What if he actually does it? So Rashi seems to say, he gets schar twice. He gets schar on the ma'isa. He gets schar on the makshava. According to Rav Simcha Zissel, so you get schar
14
years of makshava. Right. That's very good. Now, again, we don't know how much schar the makshava is. Makshava might be less than ma'isa, but still, 14 years worth of makshava. It's pretty nice thing.
Some of makshava on a bigger mitzvah is also bad.
The stama
Torah is pretty good.
Yeah. So let's get back to the question. So the question we have is, according to the Sam Sofer, how does the Gemara say that you get schar twice? What is it? If the Hesber is Machshava is Einus Kemanda Ovid, why should you get schar twice?
Well, I mean, maybe it's as if you did it now. I thought about in this segment, I thought about doing it.
But you can't say Einus Kemanda Ovid, there's no Einus. I thought about I'm going to do it tomorrow. And sure enough, no Einus happens, and I do it tomorrow. So you can't say Einus Kemanda Ovid, so why should you get schar twice? Yeah, but it's only, but there's no, but it's Einus Kemanda Ovid, but there's no Einus. It is, I'll say you did it, but one time. You only did it once, you didn't do it twice. No, the Rav Yechon, I don't agree. Reish Lakish, as far as not that Machshav is Kemanda Ovid, Reish Lakish, as far as that the Einus is Kemanda Ovid. That the Torah gives you, it depends what the. I didn't say it because then but it's not because, I don't know. Is Reish Lakish's Svara because the Torah gives you credit for the Machshava? Or the Reish Lakish's Svara is that if you're an Einas, that it's based on Narit Otas and Dover. We don't penalize you for an Einas. And since you were planning on doing it, I was going to write that report. Why should I not graduate a year later because I got sick? It's just not fair. But it's because of the Einas. We're not going to penalize you for the Einas. I hear. I don't know if I agree, but I hear. I hear. In other words, the answer has to be, whether it's like you're saying or not, maybe you're right, is that according to the Psalm Sefer, well, I would have said it a little differently, but it comes out to the same thing, is that I would have said it, that according to the Psalm Sefer, there are obviously two separate Kiddushim here. You're saying that one is a derivative of the other. That's where we're differing. You're saying that it's a Tzotzah. In other words, the Psalm Sefer says, Einus Kemanda Ovid. But it's Mukhluch in the Gemara, maybe that's good for the next Chiddush or the next Gemara, that there's another din of the Yigit Schar for the Machshava. So according to the Psalm Sefer, there's really two dinim. In other words, it's not pshat that the Psalm Sefer disagrees with the Marsh. In other words, in a certain sense, maybe it's like this, is that it's the Marshas learned pshat in the Gemara that it's ki'idu of the Asa because Hashem is a mach, you get tremendous schar for a machshava. The Psalm Sefer learned that the fact that it says ki'idu asa is more than that. It's mamish that ki'idu asa, that's because Einus Kemanda Ovid. But he also agrees that you get schar from Machshava. Maybe just he holds that for the schar from Machshava would not be ki'idu asa. That's probably what I suspect that Tzam Sefer holds. You know, that Tzam Sefer holds, of course he gets schar from Machshava. I'm not going to argue with the Marsha. It's Mukhluk in the Gemara, in the next line in the Gemara, that you get schar for Machshava. But the Gemara here says, ki'idu asa. Again, we weren't sure. Does ki'idu asa mean as if it's mamish asa, or it's just ki'idu? Some say very likely, it happens to be that they, I don't want to do too much bekeith, but they quote the Chassam Sefer that says that ki'idu asa means mamish. So it's very good.
It could be the Marsha also.
No. It's Kemanda Ovid. No, but then he wouldn't have a question. Because then why? Then of course I had to say Einus. In other words, I'm saying like this. I mean, let me just say over what we're saying, and then before you get me. In other words, we're saying like this. Chassam Sefer agrees to the Marsha that you get schar from Machshava. But when the Chassam Sefer read the Gemara, Ki'idu So he had a kasha. Either his kasha was, why do you say einus? Like that's the Marsha's kasha. Or he had another kasha. Why does it say, how can you say kiidu asa? If he learned kiidu asa is mamish, that's one thing you get. You have makshava. Hashem gives you reward for makshava, but not kiidu asa. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer had to learn that there's another, that this is a special chiddush of Einus Kaman David. But he agrees that there's a lamdus of Makshava Taiva without Einus Kaman David. So there are two lamduses. You know, according to Chasam Sofer, there comes out that there's a double. There's two totally chidushim in this Gemara. There's one chiddush that you get schar for makshava, and then there's another chiddush that if you're an einus keman david. Now Yosef says that those are that's really one, because in the deeper havana they're one. Okay, I'm not sure.
Would you get both? Let's say someone had onis, right? Would you get both of them?
Oh, good question. I don't know. In other words, the nafkamina would be if you had an aina, if you had makshava taiva. According to me, a makshava taiva is a mitzvah stam for the makshava, right? If you were makshava taiva and then you actually did it, we know the Gemara says you get two. So now we don't know whether the makshava might not be equal to ma'isa, because only it's not kiduasa. Kiduasa is only a different din. But you get schar, you get schar from, you know, or kiduasa doesn't mean mamishasa according to the chat. So you get you did makshava, and then you did a ma'isa, you get two. So now according to the Chasam Sofer, that the Torah has a chiddush that we say einus keman d'avid, so pashtus, it should come out that you should also get two. Yeah, that's what it should come out.
Well, according to Yosef,
no. Okay.
He wants to see it on one day.
Right? All right, I don't know.
Why doesn't Rabbi like what Yosef said?
I don't know. I'm going to get confused. Or not confused, but I'm going to get distracted. Let me... You, if you're not, fine. I'm not, don't like it. Anyway, right, that's what would come out. I didn't get a chance to do too much research here, but I'm pretty sure, I could look quite quickly, that the quote here, that the Chidah talks about that case. The Chidah talks, and the Chidah is a parish, and the Gemara. Pesach, I don't even know what it's called even. Pesach Inai, I don't know, it's quoted in the. So he talked about this case. If you were if you had a makshava, and you had and then you had an einus, do you get two? And I think he quoted his father, a chiddush from his father, that you get two. I think that's what he said. And then he said it's debatable, but okay. Anyway, but that's what. So it comes out is that there are two. At least according to the Chasam Sofer, there is two tremendous chiddushim in this Gemara.
What's the
hashgacha
to make two chiddushim in the Gemara?
It's,
Meaning, why did the Gemara do that?
Because in Gemara, so why did Gemara do? I don't know. It's mukluk. The Gemara means that because we know there's one lamdas of einus keman david, because the Gemara says kidu asa, if you're einus, which according to Chasam Sofer would be limited only to a case of einus, would not apply if the guy was poshea later, didn't do it, and that's kidu asa. But then there's another din, which Rashi says clearly, is even though you're right, there are some various, but the same thing, is that it's mistaris, and you get gam, you get schar for both.
What's the hashgacha for the Gemara to do that? Meaning, right, we can ask on the Chasam's over, according to your lamdas is two chedushim, but if you don't say your pshat,
right? So this is what. So this is where maybe I started the wrong place. This is what I was wondering. Is it, how do you read the original memra? Is there a memra, one drasha or two drashas? Right, that's what I started in the beginning. Now the Gemara starts out, makshava toivim istar from ma'isa. Shenemar. And then it says, Amar Rav Asi, afilu choshe on the nasos minen filo osa malki osa. So is Rav Asi the same as Makshava Tayyar Mistar Fela Maisa? Is that in his Pashup Shad? The simple reading it is. Mara makes a statement, not in the name of anyone. That's definitely the simple reading, for sure. I agree. I'm not trying to say, wild tradition. The simple reading, any normal person reads the Gemara. Makshavat Torah and Sarah from Maisa. Then the Gemara brings a drasha, and from where we learn that? From Neymar. And they're saying, Rav Asi made that drasha. And Rav Asi learned it from Chosh Veshvo, and he said, Choshev Lazo of Mitzvah, Nenazo Asa. And that's another way of saying, Makshava Tayyar Mitzvah is Maisa. But there's a different way of reading the Gemara. If you're interested, curiosity, I'm saying maybe that you could read it. Makshava Tayyar Mitzvah is Maisa. Shenem are all of Mitzvah, Yerushim Yisrael, Vakshem Yisrael, Ding Yisrael, Vivel. And then, I don't know how you learn the drushes, I don't know. But anyway, everyone discusses here how the drushes work. It's not the drushes, very unclear. Then the Gemara asks a new thing. It's like a new Gemara. Ma'ayah l'chosh v'shmo. It's a brand new drusha. And that's right? In other words, it's possible to read it if you put a period. Because makshav v'dorm is the ma'isa. Shenem re'adim v'yil shem v'shmo v'yakshem v'yishma. Because if they turn in front of, if they hear Hashem. U'l'chosh v'shmo. Then there was a new kasha, Ma'ay l'chosh v'shmo. This is already a new drasha. And that's a fidu choshav.
So then what's the first drasha?
The first drasha would be this yisayid that you get schar for a machshava.
I don't know.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know the drashas. I don't know. I don't know anyway how any of the drushes, but somehow it comes from Vayakshav Hashem Vayishma Vayikos V'Sefer Zikar in the front of the Yirei Hashem. Right? Somehow that implies Makshava Taiva. I don't know.
Can we say when Rashi says Afal HaMakshava, he means like in general, now you're getting even on Makshava. You're not getting on the Maisa here. You're getting on the Makshava here.
Right. Which Rashi reading? Makshava Tamid. Which Rashi? Mr. Flamendo. Af a Makshava. Right. So you're getting on the Makshava and the Maisa.
So can you read it that he's only getting on the Makshava? There is no Maisa.
No. Af means also. Af.
I mean, in general, you even get on the Makshava. In general, you thought you would only get on the Maisa. Now you even get on the Makshava.
I know, that's a little rough reading.
But the Gemara's case where he did both, though.
It depends. We're not sure what the Ramaskil Rashi is going on.
Yeah, but it's in the right order.
But if you say, Pashup Shat Niframi, man, it also does sound like punishment. And, either way, it's in the right order.
What?
It's
not the Nanas case, no?
What's going on?
It's
already past that Gemara.
Shabbos Shosa Peretz is past?
Yeah, that's...
It's like one line. Mm-hmm. That's the same line.
It's the same line.
Makshava, Shaose, Pri, and they changed the Girsa to. So Rashi had Paris?
Apparently.
See, I thought. Instead of changing the girsa there, that Rashi has the word peris instead of pri, we go back before, averish also peris, and Rashi had the girsa makshava.
He also says one on averish also peris before.
What?
He also says dear mask on averish also peris.
Oh, so you can't change that girsa. So you're trying to prove to me. There's Rashi's Girsa over there with Averish Osa Peris that we know. So therefore here he has Makshavash Osa Peris, so that must be later. Okay? It looks like you're right. Okay? I accept. So that Rashi's going on later. Okay. So that's good.
Maybe we could bring a riot to the way we want to save Chandra Sam Silver.
What do we want to say in the subtle? I don't know what we're trying to say that we're being a ride to.
that we're trying to say that there's two separate Dibras.
In the we just have to say that there's two separate Chidushim. It's not Mukhruch that's what this Dibra is saying. It could be that Chidush, second Chidush, is only learned out from the Gemara later. So we're debating. We don't have a guy. We're debating. According to Sam Seifer, where you see from the Gemara later. In other words, funny this. The first Gemara is saying, Afido Nenas, Pidawasa, Malvakaz of Pidawasa, that's the Sam Seifer's Lamdis of Aynas Kamanda of it. That there's a second Lamdis we see from the next Gemara. Now the question, because the Gemara says it by Averis, and that's the Gemara, so if it's an Averis, it's surely by Mitzvahs. The question we don't know is the Gemara saying that also by Mitzvahs before, and the Gemara meant you divide the Gemara in half, or no? The Gemara was only saying one thing, and then the second thing is mentioned later. I don't know. Whichever way, they're both good. But so you want to bring a ride to one way?
I want to bring a ride that the Gemara says, Moshe Batolam, it's over the Maisa. Shneimar,
yeah.
One chiddush, then the second chiddush that Ones Kaman David. Then later on, the Gemara just repeats the first chiddush.
Or apply extended to Averis. It's not right. Just repeating right. It. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's your raya?
So I think that it's a little bit funny. The first line is Malchshava Tovah Sarfa LaMaisa, and then Rav Asi goes on to say that it's a new din of Ones. Like, according to the din of Ones Kaman David, has nothing to do with Malchshava Tovah Sarfa LaMaisa. Then onus command of it is if at any time you have an onus, even if the guy, let's say, didn't have Moshe Batolam Sarfa LaMaisa, it was a different theoretical case. The guy was onus is as if he did it.
No, we're not going to say onus command of it unless the guy wanted to do it. If the guy had no intention of doing his homework, and then it was an onus, I don't think we're going to give him credit as if he did it. You know, why should we be nice to him? It's only if not for the onus he would have done it.
Right, but still the Iker Chiddush is Ones Kaman David. It's like, really funny. I'm sure about Sarfa LaMaisa, meaning Ones Kaman David. No, you should say Ones Kaman David, right? If a person, Makshava Tova, Ones Kaman David. I don't know. That's what being much, but it's a little bit funny. It's not a Makhrach Raya, but just it would fit nicer.
Okay. I don't know. I really don't know whether it's two din or one din. I don't know. But what comes out at the end of the day, halacha l'maisa, is there are two dinim. So there's a very nice thing to know, come out. And especially when you throw in Rav Simchas Iso. So that there's two separate dinim. There's one din that you get schar from Akshava Taiva. And then there's another din of Einis Kaman David. So he comes out, we have this in the, there's a Beferish, a Yisod Yisrael. Right, you know the famous Sefer Yisod Yisrael. So it has a story there that a person, there was Bein Azmanim, and there was a boy who decided he was going to go, he wanted to go see, he wanted to die, but I don't remember the story exactly. He wanted to go to a minyan, he wanted to see a certain gadol. A certain gadol was, you know, and so he got up early, and he wanted to go to take a bus to get to the yeshiva so he could see Rav Shach, whatever it is, right, at the Minyan in Panovich. And sure enough, he gets on the bus, wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning, he goes, and the bus breaks down. So he doesn't get to Minyan, he doesn't get to see Rav Shach, whatever. So he's so depressed. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and nothing. Didn't get anywhere. So what does it say there in the Sefer? Einus Kaman David, right? That's what it says there. And you get schar. Person has to get schar for the Machshava Taiva. And you get schar as if you did it. Don't get to pray, you know. You know, very often people try and do mitzvahs and they don't succeed. It does happen. And we get down on ourselves. So here we have a vart. According to the Pashas, there are two chidushim here. One chidush that you get schar on the Machshava, which, according to Rav Simchas Iso, you can have all the times you have Machshava. And then you, it's mam, it's ki'ilu, it's ki'ilu of it, whatever that ki'ilu of it means, if it's mamish or not mamish, but it's pretty good. So that's a big chizik. Okay, let's skip to this Noam Ali Melech. The Noam Ali Melech is a famous Hasidic sefer. I have to admit, I do not read Noam Ali Melech. Being that that is said, this is in the beginning of a Noam Ali Melech. There's a Noam Ali Melech is a parish on Chumash with Hasidic Vartloch, and his style is obviously not the Rishiva's Mukhluk style. So it's very hard to, if you're in Chavetz Chaim, to read the Noam Ali Melech. But in the beginning of the Noam Ali Melech, he has a thing called Hatzeto HaKatan. Hatzeto, what's a seto? Who knows Yiddish? Seto?
Seto?
I don't think it's seto. What do you know what Yiddish? List. Yes, list. Yes, I think so.
How did the Rav bring up the Noam Ali Melech
Lechatchila? How did I find it?
Lechatchila.
Because someone showed it to me. They were the people, even literature people, but learn Hatzeto HaKatan. I don't say everyone, but there are literature people. There were people that I went to, and actually they used to learn Hatzeto HaKatan. They told me to, you know, that's different. There's one thing, he has a different style in learning Chumash, okay? But this is not, we have the same Torah. Litvish and Hasidim have the same basic Torah, but right? It's the same basic mitzvahs, the same basic Torah. The fact that he has a different style in how he darshans the psukim does not mean he has a different hashkafa. So the Seto HaKatan is his list of like mitzvahs, eitzes toivas, that he has, like, I don't remember how many, I don't know. It's just two pages, where he has eitzes toivos for life. So there were people said that even if you don't read the Noam Ali Melech, which you should read, it's Seto HaKatan. Okay, so there were people, that's what I, otherwise, yes, I would never read them. It's even printed separately. The Seto HaKatan is printed separately. Okay, so here he says, B'chol eis v'rega, and it's quoted other places, but every second, shupone min ha-tayra. In other words, right, a guy's lying in bed and he can't sleep. So what do you do?
So you should learn.
No. Okay, but it's hard. You can't learn, because if you learn, you won't be able to fall asleep, because you'll get mamish and gross in the sugya, and you know, and then you'll still wake you up, and you want to jump out of bed and write down your chedushin, right? I don't know, whatever it is. You need something relaxing. Okay, I don't know. Okay, that may be right, if you can learn. So those guys in Shiva, I don't know if this is what they do when they lie in bed and they can't fall asleep. But this is what he says you're supposed to do. You know, we daydream. So you can daydream whatever you want. So some people daydream kosher daydreams. Some people daydream not such kosher daydreams. So he has a daydream for you. I don't know if it's mitzvah's essay. I expect there's a misprint. That's what I suspect. But I can't say for sure. It could be mito. You're mecharer in about the mitzvah of Nikdash of Israel, which means that you're to die al Kiddush Hashem. You should imagine. The Yitzaya, right? You're daydreaming. So you make a nice picture. There's a tremendous fire. For who b'shul kedushas Hashem, right? He's because of Hashem shoyver and still goes against his nature. Umapu is atzmo to the ish, right? And Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped into the water. So you're jumping into the fire, right? You don't care. Al kiddush Hashem, right? It's a nice relaxing thought before you go to sleep. Put you to sleep. So now, it's not like you wasted your time. You got, and not just any old mitzvah essay, you got the mitzvah essay of dying out Kiddush Hashem. Mitzvah dying out Kiddush Hashem is one of the greatest mitzvahs. So you got that mitzvah. There's a tremendous chiddush here. What's the chiddush?
There's no onis here.
Yeah. Okay. That's why he's using right the other svar.
Even if there is no onis,
There's nothing going on here.
He's expecting you to really get yourself now that you want to do it.
There's no chiyuv at all here.
That's an ones.
You got yourself a lot of, in other words,
you can't do it. There's a tremendous chiddush in that normally, if I only had the Gemara, I would have learned, Machshava time is Taras HaMaisa, when you're planning, I'm planning tomorrow to go Mavakir Cheder. And then a hurricane came, I can't do it. I was all set. I had my tickets. I had my, you know, I was planning to do here. You know, I would want to, if the opportunity, if, you know, now what are the odds? You're lying in bed in your nice, comfortable bed in the yeshiva dorm. If there's a fire and there's a need, a Kiddush Hashem, I'm going to jump in. You know, what are the likelihood that that's going to happen? I don't know. You know, probably one out of a million. So what does that do about you? You weren't planning on doing a mitzvah. You're just daydreaming about a mitzvah. Daydreams are daydreams. Right? So it's a tremendous chiddush that he says, he takes this Gemara that we have, a makshava, toiva, mitzarif, lemaisa, which we learn pshat is referring only to, I mean, I would have learned pshat, is that you're planning on doing a mitzvah. And he says that I'm ready to do a mitzvah. It's okay. Thank you. He says, I'm ready. Even if it doesn't, I'm not planning. I'm not expecting it to happen. Right? And that's according to him, right? According to the Sattva Kant, you can do this about anything. I'm ready. I have a different daydream. I'm going to win the lottery. Is how much is a lottery? $200 million. And then I'm going to go ahead, and I'm all the stock I'm going to give. I lie in bed. That to me is a little bit more relaxing. You know, I'm lying in bed and daydreaming about all the mitzvahs I'm going to do, and all I'm going to build the yeshiva, a brand new building that could use a nice new kodo building in Queens. It'd be nice to have a kodo building in Queens, no? All the kodo people to be together. Okay, how much would that cost? I don't know. Buy the building next door, knock it down, build an apartment building. Okay, whatever it is, you know, it's a nice daydream. So according to him, right, I assume that's just as likely as dying of Kiddush Hashem, you know. It's just as likely as being if a fire, I have to jump in. So I get tzchar. If I daydream that and I really mean it, then if it would happen, if I would win the lottery, I would do it. If you're just fooling yourself, then it doesn't work. But if you have to really mean it, but if you really mean that if there was a giant fire, I'd jump in. And Hashem tell me, jump in, I would do it. So he says, you get schar, mikai, as if you did it. So if I'm ready, if I win the lottery, and I get, and I make $100 million, and I'm not going to be a selfish bum and put it away in my bank, but I'm going to go ahead and maybe I'll keep a little bit for myself, you know. But 999 million has been given out. Okay, 1 million is enough for me. Right? And Bayachnis said a story, I don't know if it's true or not, but he said when there was a few years ago, the banks crashed, right? There was been about 8 years ago, there was a big crash in the banks. So he said that there was a guy who was a big bow stalker. And he happened to have in the bank, like around one of these things, around, I think he said $60 million, something. And he lost his $60 million. So he went to Rav Chaim Kinetsky, because he was a big bow stalker, so Rav Chaim, you know, he had big bows, you know, they get in. And he told him that he lost $60 million. He thought he would get, like, a little compassion. He said, you had $60 million in the bank and you didn't do any more. Stalker, you bum, get out of here. You're keeping $60 million in the bank for it. What are you worried about for a rainy day? You need $60 million? Yeah, you're a bow stalker. You gave me. We had a mice. He didn't appreciate it. But okay, anyway. So according to this, so I'm winning a $100 million lottery. So you don't have to give, even though it says you only give 10%. When you have a lot of money, there's a heter. It's more than, you have to give more than 10%, even more than a fifth. You know, there's no people thinking you can't give more than a fifth. That's if you might be if you're poor. But if you got $100 million, you're allowed to give $99 million if you want. So I'm lying in bed, and I'm daydreaming. I'm going to win the lottery, and I'm going to give $99 million of the $100 million. So according to this, you get the mitzvah. It's a gewaldic.
There's a different chiddush also. When the Gemara, we didn't see that the machshava, the machshava is like its own mitzvah, because it's like gewaldic to have a machshava, but you're not getting the mitzvah, let's say, the rights that you wanted to fulfill. That was only if it was an onis. He's saying you're getting the mitzvah, let's say, the rights.
Probably because he learned, not like the Sam Cipher, and he learned that it's all one din, and then the Chazal say is ki'ilu asa. So if you don't like the Marsha, so it is like him. Now the simple pshat and others, Chazal say ki'ilu asa. And if you don't learn like the Sam Cipher, it's not because of Onis Commander Ovid, and you learn like this, it's because Machshava Taiva is ki'ilu asa. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that a Machshava Taiva is ki'ilu asa. So if you're lying in bed and you have a Machshava Taiva, it's also ki'ilu asa. Right?
That also could be that ki'ilu just means not exactly, and then that's
yeah. But even is ki'ilu, even if it's not exactly, but it's in the family. It's ki'ilu asa means it's in that family of that mitzvah.
But so why would you ever need to say ones command David? Why doesn't he be an ones? Just if you want to do it, and then something came up, and later you didn't want to do it, but while you were in bed. Right. You wanted to do it, so why does it ever need to be onis command of it? Just say you wanted to do
right.
it.
Right, we said that there are probably two different shatim in the Gemara. I think that the Marsha does not learn onis command of it. Marsha learns that stam, there's a svara, that's what he's saying, that the svara of the Gemara has nothing to do with onis command of it. The svara of the Gemara is that Machshava Tov has tremendous value. And the Chassam Sofer, and that value is ki'ilu asa. The Chassam Sofer is learning Machshava has tremendous value, but probably not ki'ilu asa. But to get to ki'ilu asa, you have to have Ines of Kamanda of it. So, you know, each one has their advantage and disadvantage. The Marsha's advantage is that even a Machshava is on the Madrega of ki'ilu asa. The Chassam Sofer's advantage is that there are two separate lumdas here. There's one lamdas of Machshava and another lamdas of Kido Asa, which means that you get double schar. I would like to have both. You know, they're both. I didn't say eight, so I'm going to get both schar. Get both of them.
So why would it say here that he was nanas?
According to Marsha?
Yeah.
So Marsha asked that kasha. Right. And the Marsha said, because if you wouldn't be nanas, you'd be over in Aveira. But in the case of the lottery, where I was the only, you know, I'm not over any Aveira, you know, because I didn't win the lottery.
Right, so why did he say that case? Why did the Gemara give the case of the lying in bed and thinking the lottery?
That is a Gemara. That's the same thing that the Marsha says, that they just, if the Gemara was talking about that, you're thinking about a real mitzvah, and then otherwise you'll be over in Aveira if you don't do it. So talking about a mitzvah to Yuvis, and therefore, yeah, the you need nanas. I don't know.
So and how does the Gemara they could learn and not get up and write their Mishnah?
What?
How does the Gemara they could learn before they go to sleep? So this is a bit Torah.
Okay.
Any answer?
So
what?
So I guess the Torah is better if I, you know, daydream about doing super big mitzvahs than to actually do mitzvahs.
No.
I get scared from doing the big mitzvahs.
There are many people that all they do all day is they daydream about big mitzvahs. They don't do anything. No. We're not saying that.
If ki'ilu means mamish, why not?
Yeah, okay. No, we're not saying that. Because it's only ki'ilu if you do whatever you can do when you do it. But the guy who just lies in bed all day and daydreams and never does when he's able to do, I don't know if you get, because it's a raya that, you know, the guy that daydreams, I'm going to give $1 million to suck up, but then when he makes $10, he doesn't keep it for himself. I don't know if he can, you know, that just stop me. His daydream is full of baloney. Has to be real. And it's only real if when you actually get an opportunity, you actually do it. Okay, anyway, so just a summary is we have like this. We have two separate svara hashkafas here. One hashkafa is that Machshava Tov has tremendous schar. Two is that if your Ines is commander of it, according to Sam Sofer, we have Shaida, your Shaida, what if you have both? And then the car, you get double schar. In other words, you were your Machshava Tov, and then you were Nenas, you could get two schars. According to Rav Simcha Zisel, you get schar every second that you have Machshava Taiva. And according to this Sato HaKotan, the Namari Melech, but other people quote him, so I assume it's accepted, it doesn't have to have Machshava that it's really planning. It's theoretical. If it would happen, if the opportunity arrives, if there's, if people say a person have, if they discover, what's it called, tcheides, I'm going to wear tcheides. Do I think they're going to discover tcheides? No, I don't think. I don't think they're going to discover tcheides until the Mashiach comes. I think many people say that's, like that's, it says it somewhere. But that's what I think. I don't believe anyone's going to come with tcheides. I don't believe it until the Mashiach comes. But theoretically, if there would be tcheides, I would do it. So you get scarred for tcheides. Okay, yeah, for sure.